Z95.5 WCZY-FM. Congratulating Ray Ruminski of Warren, who got through to be call number 9. He heard the Star Trek phaser and qualifies for our Star Trek adventure trip for 4 to Universal Studios. Won himself a Star Trek t-shirt, too. I've got 2 more chances for you to qualify before 2 o'clock at Z95.5. Z95.5 WCZY-FM. Z95.5 WCZY-FM. Jennifer Dunlop of Southfield got through to be caller number 9 at the sound of the Star Trek phaser, and she has qualified for the Star Trek adventure trip to L.A. for 4 to Universal Studios and wins her very own Star Trek t-shirt. More winning coming up soon on the Z.
Hello?
Is this our hot jock of the week?
It certainly is.
Jeff Jennings from WCGY, Z95.5 Detroit.
That's right, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff. What's happening in Detroit this week?
Well, we're trying to hang out and win the American League East, the Tigers are. Over at our radio station, we've got Elvis for president. Elvis is one of our characters in the Dick Pert Morning Show over here, and we had a campaign appearance for him recently at a local mall over here, and he outdrew George Bush, who was here the same day. It was great.
That's a riot.
We also just got done with a humidity festival. It's been so hot and humid up here in Michigan. We brought in a truckload of snow over here and threw snowballs for a buck at the same guy who's Elvis for president. And we raised some money for Children's Hospital that day, so we've been keeping real busy.
What does Elvis for president look like?
Well, I'll tell you, he looks exactly like the guy.
When he was fat or when he was skinny?
Well, when he's skinny. He's kind of tall, kind of skinny, but you ought to see his outfit. It's like a silver lame with dollar signs all over it.
And now the end is near.
That's right, buddy. Mm-hmm.
All hits all the time, right, Jeff?
Right here. I had to drop that Pebble song, Dick, but I'm sure the folks won't mind.
Oh, not Mercedes Boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All rats.
Z95.5 WCZY-FM Eddie Money. And Walk on Water from the new Nothing to Lose album. That's the first single. And we've got our fifth caller on the line right now. What's your name, guy?
Joel. How you doing?
Joel, how you doing? The Money Man here. Coming down to the show tonight. I guess you are. Since you want, the phone's been ringing off the hook here. I guess everybody wants to get in for nothing, which is not a bad idea, you know?
I can't hear you too good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Z95.5 and AM 1500, where Dick Burton plays our daily cash song early mornings at 7:11. Just got a chance just a few minutes ago to meet this gentleman. He was in here in the studio, Richard Marx. And he will also be Brian Patrick's in-studio guest a little bit later on around 3 o'clock when Brian gets in today. Here's his latest Don't Mean Nothing, and you be sure and go see him at the Ritz tonight. Richard Marx on Z95.5. Hi, Z95.5, you're caller number 3. You just won
$1,000
daily cash. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Peggy Grow.
Peggy, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from work.
And you just won $1,000 at work.
Oh, my God, that's great.
What are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going on vacation in August.
Well, that'll be perfect for you then.
It sure will.
Peggy, what station gives you more cash winning and prizes than all of the other radio stations combined?
Z95.
All hits and daily cash only from Motown's number 1, Z95.5 at AM 1500. Couple of people we want to say hi to today. Darlene listening to us at State Farm, and hi to Larry over at Scene 4 Video and Troy. Have a sound. We're creating their audio scene today. Here's Kim Wilde. Bob Seger kicks off another 45 minutes of continuous all hits on WCZY Detroit.
Z95.5.
Yeah, it's 1:52, and the man of the hour is in the studio with us right now, Lou Roberts. Well, you just came in on the dog sled. Is it still snowing out there,
yes,
or what?
Yes, light snow. The dogs had a little hard work to do. They had to, you know, pull the sled over the pavement, which a little bean on the dogs and the Humane Society probably will get me for this.
Oh, and now we've got an EDS test. We now know that it doesn't mute with a microphone.
Did I win?